on the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is undoubtedly the most important information I've ever covered on air. Now, if you go back 20 years ago, I might have said that once a year because things just got more serious. Now you've heard me maybe say it once a month. This is hands down the most incredible hiding in plain view information that I have ever seen or ever read, and I have been having nothing but nonstop chills since it was sent to me this morning. My hair is standing up on end right now. You ever heard the saying that you can be too close to a problem or know too much, and then sometimes a layperson walks in and finds the problem right away? I am a leading expert on continuity of government, martial law, police state. Everybody knows that. Because the Clintons, we found out, were looking at trying to pull it off. A hot martial law. Then Obama, it came out in documents, wanted a civil emergency and wanted to cause race riots. Wanted to trigger a thing called Strong Cities Initiative under Loretta Lynch to bring UN troops into the U.S. and put our police departments under the UN. So we were aware that was on drawing books going back to the days of the Weathermen in the 70s. They had FBI investigations. There were criminal trials where that came out. But that's one thing to have a bunch of PhD communists wanting to have martial law and put 50 million Americans in re-education camps. It's something entirely different when it's the Democratic Party in control of FEMA trying to set it up. Now, let's say this. I thought I was an expert on it. Hindsight becomes 20/20, and I later learned that Rex 84 was an emergency counter to the Democrats planning a Weather Underground Part 2 collapse of the border and collapse of Latin America in a communist takeover designed to starve Latin America so it would collapse into the U.S. You're now seeing that happen. And so the left always demonized Reagan for a martial law plan. It was a plan to stabilize the country during an internationally triggered crisis by the UN to bring down the United States. Now, they couldn't pull it off then. They're trying now. Now, let me just stop right there. Mike Adams is an engineer, businessman, one of the smartest people I know. He told me a few days ago, he said, Trump needs to declare martial law and use the military. And he laid out his argument, and I said, well, that's accurate. But, you know, when we say that, they're going to say we're the fascists. But I said, Mike, we're already under a civil emergency. We're already under a government soft coup. Even Senator Graham's calling it that now. And so we need to explain that only a civil emergency can get rid of the last civil emergency. Because Obama's operating under that. And he said, it's funny you say that, Alex, because that's exactly what this hour and 15-minute report I just finished shooting is. And that's the exact report I'm going to be writing that'll be out this weekend. So you have to understand, everything Mike says is 100% dead on. Everything I'm saying is 100% dead on because we both researched it from different ends. He's saying martial law is needed. We're already under martial law, and I'm going to prove it. And Trump doesn't understand this because they've kept him in the dark. Rosenstein signed orders when he got in, tricked Trump to sign it, to change the order of succession in the Justice Department. It all ties into this. And then I've got Atlantic Monthly, the New York Times, the New York Post, the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs, Public Affairs. All the elite publications are saying it. But then I went back and read this morning when I read his article, I went back and read two executive orders from Obama before he left. He continued the emergency and is operating with a total stay-behind network, and the U.S. is under martial law controlled by the Democrats right now. That's why they're so belligerent. It is the 23rd day of September 2018 on this Sunday global transmission. We are live broadcasting worldwide. I'm about to break down the most critical information to the future of this country and the world that you have ever heard 100%. If you want to know why we're banned, if you want to know why we're demonized by every major news channel every day with incredible lies, it's because they fear the fact that we understand what the deep state and the globalists are doing in this country. Remember, just a few years ago, deep state didn't exist. I introduced the term deep state 20 years ago. I learned 30 years ago reading government manuals about the shadow government and continuity of government. But deep state is a term that I first brought into use. Not bragging. I'm just telling you why they hate my guts. Ladies and gentlemen, when I began to read this in the last few days, and I went back and read the executive orders, and I went back and read what the executive orders Obama put in place in December of 2016, right before he left office, and I read the entire executive orders again, and then when I read Mike Adams' report this morning, that's on Infowars.com, I could not even breathe, basically. Let me just put the big issue out there up front. The United States is under martial law. The United States is under a civil emergency under continuity of government and a string of executive orders signed going back to the time of John F. Kennedy and reissued by Obama. And if Trump learns about this, just like we've educated him about Google and the censorship and Facebook and the rest of it, and now his executive orders are set to come out next week. The draft of the executive orders are now on Infowars.com. If Trump learns about this, it's game over. You know, we've hammered that there is a soft coup by the bureaucracy and what I call stay-behind networks. That's what the CIA would call it when the Soviet Union started taking over Eastern and Southern Europe. They would put groups in the government and in corporations to stay behind to basically try to resist. And that's what they call it themselves in Atlantic Monthly, in the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs, and other publications. So I've been stating what's going on, but it wasn't till Mike Adams called me 2 days ago, great researcher, engineer, businessman, and said that he'd been doing deep research on it, that it all clicked when he said this. The final piece. This is so important, I'm shaking. And I never shake. My hands are shaking. We are under martial law, a form of it. They admit it. And when you hear Phil Mudd on TV and Mueller and Comey and saying, we need a civil emergency, we need 25th Amendment to take Trump out. Remember, I was saying that a year and a half ago. Because it was in their elite publications. This is 100% fact. This is not my opinion. I want to keep putting that out there for you to be clear. But the final piece was Mike Adams saying, Alex, Trump must declare martial law and a civil emergency because every president since Kennedy and LBJ has declared an emergency every year to be able to have the COG funding and things like the Manhattan Project that had come before operate in secret. And that's a fact. And so Trump in 20 months has never declared the emergency that then overrides the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And that's how the deep state since the days of the National Security Act has been operating in 1947, but officially put it into function in 1963. We're going to go through the executive orders coming up, the proof and the statements and all of it. And I said, wait, I understand what you're saying. We're already under a civil emergency under COG, a form of martial law. And I began to rattle off executive orders. He goes, exactly. And only a new executive order from the president declaring the emergency of the deep state, finally a real emergency, and publicly admit what it is, will then override all of them. So they've got a COG in law in the deep state operating, and that's why they're all over the news saying, we're the resistance, sabotage the economy, sabotage the veterans. If the economy comes back, Trump's going to win, we've got to do it. Sabotage our trade deals with China. Because they are operating under a civil emergency. And so when we say this, the headline from George Soros' Media Matters is, Alex Jones calls for martial law. No. I'm calling for a defibrillator to the heart. We're in cardiac arrest. We've got a beachhead. Trump's already turned a lot of stuff around, but he's struggling against an entrenched bureaucracy that is belligerently believing that it's the real government. And by declaring Trump in 2016 a Russian rouge and trying to get Trump to agree to that when it's not true, that will then allow them to say to the CIA and 17 other agencies, see, we're operating legitimately under these executive orders of Obama, countering foreign interference, and so shutting down Alex Jones and ordering Google and Twitter and Facebook to shut him down and ordering them to shut down his banking, that's legitimate because it's beyond the Red Scare. So I read the entire 9-page article from Mike Adams and the most powerful videos at the bottom. So we've moved it to the top on Infowars.com in our posting of it. Emergency report. Signed executive orders revealed Trump is planning mass arrests, military tribunals for deep state traitors like Comey, Clinton, and Obama. And yes, Trump is finally understanding that. But the key to this and the missing piece is that we're already under a civil emergency. We're already under a form of international martial law. We're already under that. And tomorrow I'll have all these clips. You've heard them where CNN goes, we need a civil emergency. All their hosts, and Michael Moore on MSNBC. We need a civil emergency. We need 25th Amendment. We need Trump removed. We need to not comply with him. The government needs to get rid of this guy. We're going to kill this guy. That's because they are operating through this system. And so Trump has to have a national address. He has to read the executive orders. He has to rescind them and issue his new executive orders, removing this criminal emergency group. And this is why they want us off air, because they've said they're getting ready to move against him with the 25th Amendment. I was the first to tell you about that 20 months ago. Now they're all over the news and the New York Times with articles every week about Rod Rosenstein says take him out 25th Amendment, and Comey said take him out 25th Amendment, and oh, Pence wants 25th Amendment. And they are pushing all of this. And you've got the Stay Behind Network saying, oh, don't worry, he's not going to issue executive orders countering the persecution of conservatives and election meddling just 44 days out. So the disinformation is on high. And leftist arms of the CIA and other groups are churning out pure wartime level lies against the American people, against the liberty movement, and against patriots. But the problem is the fact that this is a form of coup is now becoming mainstream in Congress from Nunes and Graham and others. Lindsey Graham, a bureaucratic coup against Trump being uncovered. That video is coming up. Obama quietly signs Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law in the Defense Authorization Act a month before he left office. That's how they're operating and waging war against the American people. This is how they're running the whole stinking show. The left's gone from denying the deep state exists to saying, yay, deep state, take out Jones, take out Trump, because we're loyal Americans that aren't sold out to the Chi-Coms. We'll be back with the biggest news ever.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
This is a world exclusive on Sunday, the 23rd day of September 2018. We have confirmed that Obama signed executive orders implementing a form of martial law and civil emergency over the United States before he left office in late December 2016. And that this information has been kept from President Trump, not understanding that since the National Security Act in 47 and subsequent acts in the 1960s, 90s, 2000s, and then culminating with Obama, that martial law, COG, national emergency provisions were put in. And national emergency is the rubric under which COG, martial law, civil emergency sits. And under the national emergency that's been reissued every year since the United States went under the national security state, since that happened, and there was a precursor in 1933 with the War Powers Act that Roosevelt put into place, and it's just been expanding since then. So you can look at 33, 47, 63, 2016. Those are all key dates where the civil emergency of the federal government begins to swallow up the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But the shadow government, the bureaucracy that's been belligerently attacking the First Amendment, attacking President Trump's agenda to turn the economy around, that same belligerent group that refuses to put his picture up at government buildings or inside many VAs today, Obama still hangs, that is the permanent bureaucracy believing it's operating under executive orders of Obama, that Trump is a Russian agent and that InfoWars is a foreign propaganda outfit, so that we should be taken off of banking. We should be taken off of every major media platform. And then once they've set the precedent with us, it's everybody else. So it is so critical that everyone go to InfoWars.com. And there is a 9-page report dealing with how Trump must respond to this. He must declare his own national emergency. Notice the Democrats everywhere are, we want a national emergency. We want the 25th Amendment. We want somebody to kill him. We want his cabinet to remove him. They even had McClatchy with the headline Friday saying, you don't want a 25th Amendment. That would create a national crisis and a civil emergency. That's what they've already got over the federal government. That's how they're ignoring it. It's why they go on the news with Clapper and Brennan and say, we are going to continue to operate as if he isn't even president. And Obama moved in a mile from the White House into his own armored compound, is admittedly running the show from there with the big tech giants. This is all hiding in plain view. But when I talked to Adams a few days ago working on this, and I went back and looked at the executive orders, he was right. We need executive orders and executive action redeclaring the new national emergency in Congress to end the national emergency. But you've got to invoke your own to override the unconstitutional apparatus they've got. Remember, in the last decade, they transferred dictatorial power to the presidency where he could unilaterally negotiate so-called trade deals and pass over national sovereignty like the Trans-Pacific Partnership that, once we got the documents, was the most draconian, authoritarian thing ever imagined. Ended U.S. sovereignty complete. So a complete coup, a fait complete. And so Trump got in, and 2 days in, Trump withdraws from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now think about that. That Hillary and Obama admitted later they helped write that the left, back when we had a soul, used to oppose. Totally dictatorial. See, people said, oh my God, he's acting like a dictator, Obama. And Hillary said, that's dictatorial that you pulled out. Well, how could he pull out unless you'd given him dictator power? They gave the presidency unconstitutional powers, and that's why they hate Trump so much, because he's only using them to remove the globalist power structure and then transfer the power back to the people and back to the states, just like he said in his inaugural speech. He said, I'm going to use the incredible power of the presidency to remove all this globalism and send it back to you, the people. And that's why they are so scared. Because he's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. He fired all the lobbyists, you name it, and they are so scared. China has a $900 billion trade deficit. He says, you're going to pay $200 billion. They go, no, we're not. He goes, it's going to be $400 billion then. And we're going to trade war with them. Because as Trump said, we've been in a war with them for 40 years, and we're getting our asses kicked because traitors in our government sold us out. So here's the big news flash, ladies and gentlemen. Trump must declare a national emergency. It technically is martial law. They call it a national emergency. And then he can go into those bureaucracies and fire whoever he wants, like Reagan did the air traffic controllers. That was a form of martial law. And remember, I'm the guy against martial law. I'm the guy against the police state. But when you've got foreign Chi-Com funded groups using COG orders that treasonous presidents put in place, and they're using the fact that they've seized the government to sell us out and sabotage our recovery and say they're going to kill the president, it's dereliction of duty. If Congress will not secure the border, it's in the Constitution that the president has purview over that. And over the Navy. And over the military. Period. Where? On the border and outside the U.S. Lincoln. The South wasn't even one-tenth as belligerent. They were just saying, we're going to do what we want and not pay some taxes. And he sent in gunboats and soldiers and arrested hundreds of newspaper editors and a whole bunch of members of Congress. Trump doesn't even need to do that. But this is beyond that level because they're in the federal government. The South wasn't in the federal government. Let me be clear about this. I had family that were commanding officers in the Civil War. But I can tell you on the side of the South, but I can tell you right now, the South was swindled into that war by British intelligence. And it was wrong. Just like Sam Houston said, former president of Texas, he said, we're being set up. They kicked him out of office, almost tarred and feathered, the founder of Texas, because he dared tell them the truth. But that's a side issue. Now is the time for action against this COG group. Now is the time for the president to declare a civil emergency, a national emergency, and to march in there and to fire and grab all the documents. He says release the secret documents. They belligerently say no. And then he finds out they're going to spike it with some documents that'll hurt somebody. So he says, okay, review it. He puts out a draft of an executive order, which is coming. It's all the key points I had law firms put together and send the president and others did. It's the reason they hate my guts. I was sending this to the president a week before we got banned. And people inside the White House called up Tim Cook and others, and they said, you get that piece of garbage off air or we're going to have to you-know-what him. The president is reading all of it. Well, guess what? The president really doesn't listen to any of you now. So don't worry. There are people a lot smarter than me now breaking it down for him. So good luck. But they got all these headlines. Oh, the White House distances itself from the talk of an executive order to take action against big tech because there is no censorship. Yeah, they just banned James Woods on Twitter for making fun of soy boys. Yeah, they're totally trying to steal this election, and they're doing it through their own form of martial law. Well, guess what? That whole criminal network in San Francisco better fill their hand because America just woke up.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, I've covered a lot of stuff that up until that point was the most important thing I'd ever covered. But this is hands down the most incredible information, the most powerful information. The reason they want us shut down with only 44 days out is I was just search engineering during the break. CNN calls for coup against Trump. New York Times calls for coup. Wall Street Journal, Washington Post talk about coup inside the White House against Trump. It's all right here. Lindsey Graham went on national television and said there's a bureaucratic coup against Trump being uncovered. Remember, I've been hammering this, but the big revelation is if Trump doesn't declare his own national emergency like every other president has done, it leaves the past emergencies in place, and what the last president set up is there, just like the TPP. Trump wasn't dictatorial getting out of that. They gave him dictator power, Obama, to get into it. Only the dictator power got us out. Now, there have been dictators in history that took over dictatorships that dissolved the dictatorships. They're talking about Assad trying to do that in Syria. I'm not saying Trump should become a dictator. He should implement his own emergency. That's how they're operating belligerently to remove it. But that's why they go on CNN and say, we've got our own government in place. We're going to kill him, Phil Mudd, or Brennan, the Wahhabist and communist, openly. Look it up. Brennan says he's a communist and a Muslim. What he is an American hater. 1 week before Trump got sworn in, he said, you better watch your mouth. And Trump fired him the first day he got in office. And Brennan couldn't believe it. That's how arrogant they are. But a lot of it's an act of bravado, of hubris, of chutzpah, to put on the Invincibility Act while they commit these giant crimes. Yeah, former Mueller deputy on Trump. Government's going to kill this guy. So, the big news here is, yeah, you know we've been under COG, continuity of government. You know about the civil emergencies. You know how each year, I saw it once live on C-SPAN when I was in high school. They march in to the Senate. They go, I have a message from the President of the United States. The Herald comes in, and then they take the Herald's information, and the Congress receives the new emergency from the president. Trump has not declared an emergency in 20 months. Every other president, really back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but it became official under COG by the mid-60s, 63. But the antecedent of it is the War Powers Act, 1933. So Trump must declare the emergency to override their emergency and make the emergency the belligerent deep state allied with communist China. And he should use the trade war we've already been under, losing with China. He's finally lifted our shield, and the globalist traders can't stand it. He should use the fact that America's coming back from the dead as the reason to declare the emergency. Now, again, coming up later, I have my lawyer, constitutional lawyer, coming on about this. I told you a month ago. In fact, type into Bing, because Google's a broken search engine now. Bing at least halfway works. Or DuckDuckGo's good as well. Type into it so you can see this for yourself. And so it's all crystal clear for everyone. Trump set to sign executive orders stopping big tech censorship. Now, we told you that 6 weeks ago, 1 week before I got banned on now 90-plus platforms. And I got briefings to the president from three law firms. I got briefings to him. I got briefings to Fox News host. I got briefings to a lot of people because everybody else is scared. And I'm not doing this because I'm Mr. Tough Guy, but somebody's got to do it. You can just type into a search engine with the search term Infowars.com after it. Trump administration first shot across big tech's giant bow. Warns them of censorship. March 8th, 2018. But we specifically, and this audience has been ringing the alarm and saying Trump executive orders are coming. Paul wrote an article just 2 weeks ago on it. So, I've pointed out that Google's building search engine censorship systems to control the whole population of China. Now that's big news. We pointed out that Apple's moved there and give their code keys to all your Apple IDs and the cloud to the Chinese communists. Now that's mainstream news. That's why we're being attacked. That's why we're being shut down. Not because of Sandy Hook, where they keep saying that I'm attacking families and saying nobody died, when I haven't even entertained people saying that in years. They just pick something in the media to, oh, he's that mean guy. He was mean to kids. That's why he's off the air now. It has nothing to do with that. ABC, CBS, NBC News, all this morning hit me in the morning shows about how what a horrible person I am. Because they don't want you to listen to me. They don't want you to go to Infowars.com and get the article by Mike Adams and the video where he breaks it down, the entire situation. They don't want you to go to the emergency report, Trump planning mass arrests, military tribunals for deep state traitors. And yes, That is the angle. That is the angle that Trump has to go at with the emergency declaration to use a real emergency against their fake emergency that they've used to override what he's done. That's how we've been operating since 1933. He can bring in an emergency to get us out of the emergency, like he did with TPP. He must do it or they will destroy him. They don't want prosperity. They don't want America to win. You can't prove yourself to them, Trump. You can't prove them to the American people. You must take action and remove the cancer. The arrogance of Google. We got clips of this coming up. Getting on television. And saying that they don't censor any conservatives. We have a huge article coming out tomorrow by Paul Joseph Watson giving 20 bona fide, proven examples of where they admit they're targeting conservatives and nationalists, not just here but worldwide, and I rest my case with this, helping communist China round up dissidents. That tells you right there how evil these groups are. Oh, they're a private company. Bull. They're public commons under federal law. That's how they have liability protection, and they don't block third-party communications unless they're illegal. Now they're just saying, oh, you're hateful. We're going to take you off LinkedIn and get rid of your bank accounts. It's the mark of the beast. It's the global Chinese social score, which they admit's come to America, that we told you 5 years ago was coming. Like Tucker Carlson said, InfoWars is under an unprecedented attack, not because we're wrong, not because we're fake news, but because we're right and people are listening and we're popular and we have courage and we're not backing down. That said, you think I'd start the whole show with how I got banned on PayPal, our main processor for people ordering at InfoWarsStore.com. They gave us 10 business days. That means by the middle of not this week, but next week, it'll be gone. And you know what the rest is? They'll target everything else. It's terrorism. It's what the Nazis did to the Jews. It took their commerce away first. We need executive orders on that front. And when I raised this to the White House and the campaign 6 weeks ago, they said, Alex, we're on it. But if you got some examples, send them to us. They said, don't you know we're going to do executive orders on not targeting conservatives and harassing them for banking because they're already doing it to the NRA. So, Alex, don't worry, we're on it. But I have to say, the law firms and things I had write up reports for them are even better than what the president was being given. They just backed up what he already knew. So, you've got 8 business days to use PayPal at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of the biggest specials ever, but now it is an act of First Amendment and defiance. If they do completely shut off our payment processing and we got to file injunctions and lawsuits, it's going to take a while to get this stuff back up. So you need to get your orders in today at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com, and you need to get your products. And we've got other processing systems there as well, but you can choose PayPal now still if you want to. We've got the amazing X2, even though it's selling out permanently. Can't source it or get it anymore. It's amazing. 25% off. Super female vitality and male vitality, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration, $50 off. You can't beat that deal. BioTree Selenium, 40% off. We need your support now more than ever. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to make this as simple as I can. We've gone and reviewed the executive orders, the announcements by the deep state by the Democrats. Obama signed executive orders triggering a national emergency, a civil emergency under COG, and ordered the federal government to resist Donald Trump and the American people. Now, only Trump issuing a new national emergency, something every president has done going back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the War Powers Act, can override the previous martial law provisions. So, yes, I'm calling for the president to declare martial law, not in the sense of troops on the street, but in the civil emergency that Obama and the Democrats are operating under. We have all the documents. Mike Adams is going to be breaking this down later in an article on InfoWars.com. We have Obama, we have the Democrats, we have them all admitting they're operating under COG. And then Mike Adams was telling me when he was writing this article yesterday, he said, he's a really smart guy, he said, Alex, he's got to declare martial law. And I said, well, really, it's a national emergency to counter their national emergency. You could call it martial law, but in the legal parlance, That's not actually what they're doing. It's far deeper than that. It's not just some tanks on the streets during riots. So see the documents for yourself. It's on Infowars.com, Newswars.com. It's all there with the video breaking it down, and we'll have Mike Adams joining us in the last 30 minutes, then back on the show tomorrow. But here's the headline. Reminder, the 25th Amendment requires political apocalypse. CNN, that's Friday, calling for apocalypse. Warren, time to use 25th Amendment on Trump. It's very senator literally working against me and getting me kicked off the internet. I mean, it's incredible. Lindsey Graham, a bureaucratic coup against Trump being uncovered. It's not that we're extreme. They're the ones doing this under the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. That's what they're ordering big tech to take me off the web with, saying in the hearings I'm a Russian agent. And behind the scenes trying to set me up, folks. I'm not at liberty to get into it, but it's beyond anything you've ever seen on television. So here it is. The 2016 election makes it clear it's time to rewrite the rules of presidential succession. The Atlantic. So I'm going to say it very simply. Obama already declared a civil emergency martial law. He has sleeper cells all over the federal government calling it the resistance. And they're resisting the election of 2016 because Queen Hillary, the princess, the god, didn't make it. I was talking to Mark Rundaz, and he said, they hate you and they're coming after you because you basically politically, they think, and we were part of it, our audience was, politically assassinating that crazy witch and what she wanted to do. And so they want to send the message that I've got to pay and you've got to pay. We're going to Mark Rondazza. He'll be with us 30 minutes the next hour. But first, Paul Watson did a report on this. James Woods suspended, then they end up banning you, from Twitter over satirical meme that could impact elections. So anything that can impact the election against Democrats is now being removed. That's right. We're going to be getting to all of that. The silencing of James Woods, and now they're going after our banking PayPal saying, you didn't violate terms of service. We're just following our morals. Oh, like when you work with communist China and Google runs censorship apps and helps round up dissidents who have their organs taken, or Apple runs the very worst factories in China with suicide nets and calls the Communist Party if you get uppity and try to unionize and they kill you. But Tim Cook's gay, so it's okay. As long as you're gay. Hell, if Hitler would have just been openly gay, he was bisexual, then it would have been okay, I guess. I mean, this is sick. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's their yardstick. But, oh, I'm the bad guy. And once my domino falls, it's everybody. So, let's play this Paul Watson report. And we're going right to Mark Rondazza, one of the top First Amendment lawyers in the country, who I should also add represents me. And we're going to get into this ongoing purge. He made some incredible points this morning when we talked for about 45 minutes. I want him to repeat some of them here on Sunday night. But first, here's Paul Watson's report. Well, that's always spectacular when we go to something and it doesn't play. But hey, that gives us more time with Mark Rondazza. The Paul Watson report will be coming up here. Good to have you here with us. Just kind of kick off the things you were saying this morning because they're so dead on, and why you think this purge is accelerating and how dangerous it is to have all these companies linked up, because, you know, we know in China most of it's private, but it's state controlled. And it's the same thing here. The Democrats say, take me off. I'm being taken off. A bunch of other people are being taken off. And then we're told, oh, these are private companies. I mean, this is super, super dangerous. But Google says they're not targeting any conservatives. All right. Mark, I apologize. We've got a major problem in there in Patch Central with our computer system today. So we're going to find out what's going on with that and get to that if we are able to today. So we are having very, very rare technical difficulties in our radio/TV system with getting audio out to everybody out there. But we will try to go into the next hour. I'm on air, right, guys? Okay, well, it's good to know. Good to know I'm on air. And so we'll continue to try to move forward as best I can. We're building a lot of new studios and a lot of new training and a lot of new people in. And it's just an amazing time to be alive. But I cannot stress to the audience, I cannot stress to the listeners, I cannot stress to anybody just how incredibly central, just how incredibly important it is that you understand that now you hear about martial law, now you hear about COG and 25th Amendment, everything you've heard from me for 20-something years, because it was always a threat to the Republic. And the Democrats are in government ignoring Trump, ignoring the law, ignoring prosperity, ignoring everything we're trying to do, because Obama put this stuff in place, and because of his leadership and the Hillary network and the Democrats and everything you see out of Maxine Waters and all the rest of them saying we're going to remove this guy, they are blocking everything. And they have gone to the next level when it comes to deception. And they are doing everything you see in authoritarian countries while they're trying to cloud things and act like, oh, this is no big deal what's happening. No. What's happening in this country has never been done before. What's happening in this nation has never unfolded before. What we are seeing take place in this nation is the absolute destruction of all of our Western civilization values. And every day, prominent conservatives are being restricted, or prominent conservatives are being banned, or prominent conservatives are being removed off of the airwaves because they're nationalist and because they stand up for sovereignty and they stand up for what is right. They stand up for decency and they stand up for honor and they stand up for saving our constitutional republics. And they want to use intimidation and bullying, and they think you're a bunch of cowards. They think you're going to roll over to anything and everything, and they think you're all a bunch of soy boys that'll let Silicon Valley tell you how to run your life and what you can read and what you can see. Now, we do have, I'm told, audio again, and Mark Randazza. Mark, good to have you here, constitutional lawyer. Tell us what's coming up in the next hour.
Well, you know, you were talking before about how Google said that they don't target conservatives. I'm finding that a little bit hard to believe. I find it hard to believe when you look at any of these Silicon Valley companies and what they've done. You know, but it's really troubling that, you know, I keep getting into arguments with liberals, which, you know, I consider myself to be one. And I say, I remember when we were always a little bit concerned about corporate control. And we were all upset when there was consolidation of media. And we're always the ones screaming for net neutrality. And now, you know, when it's cut somebody that they don't like, the answer is, well, these are private companies. They can do whatever they want. Isn't this wonderful? And, you know, you don't think about the fact that what is going to happen when this tool gets used in another way. I mean, this has been a progressive move. First you go for the Nazis, then you go for Milo, now you go for Alex Jones. And at what point do you have any limitations on it? And I think that that's a problem when you have these companies that have taken over the public square. The online public square is now these few companies. And now they got away with it online, and now they're going into banking. And it's like, you know, I have clients who are conservatives who literally cannot open a bank account because they've been blacklisted solely because of their politics. That's not America. You know, that's the Red Scare. That is exactly what McCarthyism was, except it was against communism. And I know that many of your viewers probably say, great, it's okay. It's okay that communists were suppressed, but, you know, you see this same tool happening again.
Well, actually, most of my viewers wouldn't say that. But the issue here is this is beyond McCarthyism. Oh, Hollywood blacklisted some people and wouldn't buy their scripts anymore. Okay, I think buy whoever scripts as long as the public wants to see it. With us, they want me completely off the air. They don't want us to be able to bank. They don't want our listeners to be able to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy products. They're totally abusing their power of this tech giant monopoly. It's a total monopoly. It's criminal. And it's the mark of the beast. We'll be right back with Mark Randazza in hour number two. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
You gotta love computers. Our computer board in there, it's brand new. It's like 6 months old, big fancy one, just died. So they had to go to the backup. That's just crazy how technology works. Mark Randazza's here with us. And I've studied the law, I've studied the Constitution, I've studied trade, I've talked to top law firms across the country about what's happening conservatives like myself, libertarians, the Democrats say, we're going to get you off air. We're going to destroy you. So we're going to sue you. We're going to lie about you. And we're going to demonize you. And we're going to take you off all these giant web platforms and now banking platforms. And this is what real authoritarian regimes, communists and fascists, do. So Mark Mendoza is a constitutional First Amendment lawyer. And I want to get more into this because the way they're gleefully in the New York Times and everywhere saying, yay, the fall of Alex Jones, yay, bankrupt him, yay, PayPal, and you know, oh, it's their values, while Silicon Valley is in bed with China and total authoritarians and working with Democrats that have hearings saying, we want Alex Jones off the air. They're like, we're working on that. And then they just go, hate speech. And then meanwhile, we'll talk about this next segment, all the radical Islamic groups, the pedophile groups, they can all operate just fine. It's something I'm saying. It's something I'm doing, Mark.
Well, it's something you did, I believe. You know, I was as surprised as anybody when Madam Hillary did not get her throne as promised to her. And, you know, when it came out later that you had how many viewers and what your reach was like, I don't think anybody can deny the fact that you were very influential in the 2016 election. And if you can knock out people like you who reach people that they cannot control the message to, that gives them an advantage. I mean, it's good politics if you just look at it from a Machiavellian standpoint. What do you expect?
And if they get away with it, they're going to expand it, as you were telling me this morning.
Well, here's the thing. If these companies get away with it, you know, and they think that at least ostensibly the Democratic Party and the Democratic National Committee is democratic. You know, they have people who are at least somewhat politically accountable. But, you know, what happens when the day when Twitter and PayPal and Facebook all say, well, that was nice when we did that favor for the Democrats, but now it's time for us to do something that's just for us. Then you have these companies that are unaccountable to anybody, that control so much of the media, they control so much of the marketplace of ideas, they control the entire de facto public square. What do you do when they are drunk with power and they decide that the next move they're going to do is to essentially shut down any congressman who might vote for something that would regulate them? What do you do when they decide, the four of them get together and decide who they want to anoint to be president next time? And they're simply not going to allow any opposition speech. I mean, this is a really dangerous moment. They're making their move. And if we don't stop them now, I don't know that we're going to be able to.
Mark, you're right. And I think they're drunk with power now. And I mean, you see that Google wouldn't show up to Congress to testify. And now the head of Google, who's on video and they lost the election, saying, oh, God, we're going to stop this next election. We'll make sure we have proper governance now. We have all their internal memos and emails. He gets up and says, we don't censor any conservatives. That is a bald-faced lie. But see, they play the game. Oh, you're not censored for being conservative. You're being censored because we say you're hateful.
Right. And you know what? I challenge anybody who's used the term hate speech non-ironically, and I look you in the eye right now and I call you a liar, because that term doesn't mean a damn thing except speech I don't like. Because there is no definition for it. It's a very nice thing. It's like, just, you know, you can call somebody anything you want. It's a nice, convenient term, but it doesn't mean anything. And because if it did, I can think of a lot of people that I would kick offline if they fit that. You know, people complain about China's numerical social score. I tell you what, that's horrible, but at least it's quantifiable. At least it's got math behind it. At least you can look at it, and it's a system where you know.
Stay right there. We're going to play that short Watson piece on James Woods and then go right back to Mark Rondazzo, who's making some amazing points, back in 60 seconds.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Actor James Woods is in Twitter jail for posting a satirical meme. He tweeted this image, a trio of beta men wearing soy grins, telling Democrat men not to vote so that a woman's vote will count for more. A message that only a complete idiot would take seriously. The tweet was 2 months old, almost certainly meaning that a brigade of leftists engaged in targeted harassment by digging up the old tweet and mass reporting it. Woods' girlfriend Sarah Miller then posted a screenshot showing Twitter had locked Woods out of his account for tweeting something, quote, misleading in a way that could impact an election. I'll tell you what's going to impact an election. You suspending someone with 1.7 million followers over a meme weeks before an election. That's election meddling. I'll tell you what's going to impact an election. Google executives literally scheming in secret how they can manipulate the AI of their search results so Donald Trump can't win again.
What can we do to lead to maybe a better quality of governance?
That's election meddling. Facebook suspending the organizer of a march for black people and LGBT people who've become disenfranchised with the left. That's election meddling. And how many more times do I have to read this kind of crap from the legacy media?
There's no evidence that either Google or Facebook systematically discriminate against conservatives.
Bull. Anyone who uses social media with any regularity knows that conservatives are discriminated against on a daily frigging basis. Peter Fonda can call for putting Barron Trump in a cage with pedos and absolutely nothing happens to his account. Yet Alex Jones is rude to a CNN reporter, boo-hoo, and he's banned forever. Sarah Jeong can literally tweet race hate and then she gets verified by Twitter, while James Woods is placed on lockdown for posting a satirical meme.
Oh, but there's no discrimination against conservatives. Give me a break.
So now anything deemed misleading by the Twitter gods that could impact an election is a bannable offence. Oh, you mean like when David Hogg told an audience of Canadians to vote in the US midterm elections?
Turn that shame into your vote. I think Canadians can donate to political campaigns in the United States.
Is that misleading? Yes, it's illegal. Could it impact an election? Yes. Was David Hogg suspended for it? Of course not. No one should be suspended because this is a stupid precedent. Anyone who's political is trying to impact an election either way, and any information can arbitrarily be deemed misleading depending on your political bias. But since every social media platform is owned and run by far-left monoculture hysterics in Silicon Valley, you can guess who's gonna get punished and who's going to get away with it. James Woods was obviously targeted because he's a conservative with a huge following. So yes, big tech giants are discriminating against conservatives. And Trump's newly announced executive order investigating big tech's bias needs to be acted upon quickly. Otherwise, before long, like James Woods, we're all going to be silenced.
Now, President Trump, as we told you a month ago, is writing executive orders to try to go after big tech. Oh, but the Washington Post came out and said, oh, the White House is pushing back. You mean your moles inside? Well, I'm told the president's getting ready on executive orders on banking discriminating against conservatives. That is basic ability to buy and sell. Can you imagine saying you won't take somebody's money because you're black at a lunch counter? Mark Randazzo, top constitutional First Amendment lawyer, joins us for this segment. The next. Mark, recap what you said earlier because it's so important about where we are historically and the abuse accelerating and where you think this is going. It's clearly election meddling. And then get back into why the deep state left is so angry that their heir apparent, the queen, didn't win and what you expect they're going to do now.
Look, where we are in history. Yeah, I remember when I first started studying constitutional law and I learned about the Red Scare and learned about how if anybody was in any way connected to the Communist Party, they would get driven out of society. They'd get lose their jobs, perhaps lose their homes, find themselves a pariah. And I said, you know, that's a terrible thing. And then it expanded, of course, like any witch hunt. It's not just someone who's provably a witch, but it's somebody you just don't like that you can paint with that brush. And I said to myself, you know, if I had been alive back then, I hope I would have stood up and done something. Well, as a liberal with a capital L, when I saw this starting to happen at conservatives here, I said, you know, this is the same thing as McCarthyism. It's the same thing. And those of us who don't stand up against it, I think shame on us. So that's where we are right now. But the problem is we've got that. This is so pernicious because these companies don't just own the major amount of the communication, a major amount of the public square that we have now. But anytime somebody launches a competitor or some other company, they buy it up and or make sure that they ban it. You know, for example, Gab is a competitor to Twitter. That didn't last very long before Google Play and Apple banned it from their stores. Why? Because this is going to challenge their paradigm. They want to make sure that they have a cartel of companies that control all of the communication, that control politics.
And you just said the key word. What's illegal is like when oil companies had cartels, that's even worse than monopolies. Those are oligopolies working as cartels or combines. And I've talked to all the big law firms. This, what they're doing, colluding and admitting they're colluding, is so illegal. And then celebrating conservatives being banned in thousands of publications and so-called mainstream media running around and tattling on people. And then denying to Congress anybody's being censored. That's the whopper of this, Mark Randazza.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that wuss from CNN who was out championing getting you banned. You know, if you don't like Alex Jones's ideas, then counter them. If you don't like Alex Jones's statements, then refute them. Make fun of them. But when I see media, when I see a reporter championing censorship, and then what? And then you're rude to him in real life, so they ban you from their platform? Come on, man. I mean, that is just disgraceful.
By the way, Mark, what would you do if you see him going in the hearing and he's bragged that he's gotten me banned and gotten book deals killed and they're calling me a Nazi and lying about me, too, which, by the way, is very hateful. A lion calls somebody a Nazi when they're not. I mean, this guy's a monster. And all I said is, I think you're a monster and you ought to talk. And he wouldn't. And then they said, oh, you were mean to him. I mean, he's a public figure doing his job in public. The Democrats chain themselves to things, yell and scream, pie people in the face. All I did was just say, you're like the Hitler Youth burning books, buddy, which he is.
I don't think there was anything wrong with what you said to him. I mean, you know, quite honestly, in a completely just world, you'd have busted him one in the teeth. But, you know, that's illegal, too. So
I didn't have fantasies about it, but I wouldn't do it because I'm not going to lower myself to his level.
Now, the fact that you restrained yourself from doing that, I applaud you for that. But, you know, he's a real big shot while he's got CNN behind him. And, you know, hey, right now he just won. I mean, this is Paris night in 1940 right now for free speech. But, you know, the problem I'm really having is that nobody wants to cross the aisle. You know, not many people. There's a few liberals out there who are upset about this as well, because we've been on the other side of it. And they, what a short memory people have. And this justification that I keep hearing is, well, if people are spewing lies and hate speech, it's like, well, first of all, if you're going to have lies as the benchmark for censorship, then let's go put chains across the doors of the New York Times right now.
Well, that's the thing. I have a lot of conservatives that you warned about this going, we got to boycott them. And I can't make myself do it. I have this chivalry that my ideas are better than theirs. I can't start calling for them to, but I'm telling you, a lot of folks are going in that direction now, and I'm worried about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's eventually what's going to happen, because we're going to have to just divide into tribes, and you're going to have to pick a team, and then it's going to be civil war. I mean,
that's what our first president warned of. He warned of tribalism and factions, George Washington.
And what people don't, you know, it frustrates me to no end when I see people who try to say, yeah, but this is different. It's not different. It's, you know, I mean, people ask me, whose speech would you defend? And who is beneath you? And I said, nobody's beneath me. Speech is such an American value. This is what it means to be an American. The marketplace of ideas. You know, read your Oliver Wendell Holmes.
That's right. Stay there. We'll come back and talk about that. And again, big tech and the mega banks allied with China, they're not trying to destroy America. They're trying to eat it. They're absorbing us. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, Apple app. We launched
in Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, our Apple app, we launched it just a month or so ago, and obviously they've now banned that. But if you downloaded it, you still have it on your phone. The Android app has millions of downloads, over 2.5 million downloads right now. It's exploded, Infowars.com/app. And if they ban that, you'll still have it on your Android, at least for a few years, or until you update your phone. So Infowars.com/app. But we took the ad that Savannah and Drew put together a month or so ago for the apps. And then since one of them got banned, the Apple version, we made a satirical little piece. So here it is.
Hey guys, my name is Savannah Hernandez, and if you're always on the go like me, then you're not always tied to your computer or TV. So we just released our free InfoWars official app. The InfoWars official app includes all of our live broadcasts like War Room with Owen Schroyer, Real News with David Knight, and the holy grail of podcasts and radio, The Alex Jones Show. And the best part about the InfoWars official app is that every single time we go live, you get notifications so that you never miss a beat. So whether you're in the car or on a run, this app makes it easy to keep the InfoWar right in your pocket. So what are you waiting for? Download
Not so fast, InfoWars. Apple banned your app.
I help too.
Ah, Oliver.
I hate free speech too.
We hate free speech. We hate free speech. We hate free speech.
You know, we joke about this, but these guys really are villains. And they think they're going to beat America. They're going to beat free speech. But if every listener tells everybody about the local AM and FM station they're listening to, the local UHF, VHF cable, we've literally, I don't want to exaggerate, since we got banned, we've gotten 50-something radio stations. A bunch of them are in number one, you know, stations in big markets. I mean, just huge stations we're getting. A whole bunch of new TV stations. But again, the tech giants are moving in on our banking, able to fund ourselves, the products we sell. It's insane. And I was talking to Mark Randazzo this morning, and he said, you know, it isn't about Soros, and it isn't about any of this. He said, he goes, really, it's about the current tech giants thinking they know best and they can run your life. And that's really the narrative here is the truth. So you said it very eloquently. Can you repeat for the viewers and listeners really this American moment right now, and we're facing this high-tech tyranny? They think we're all a bunch of ne'er-do-wells, that a bunch of troglodytes, a bunch of hayseeds that don't get it. But I mean, this really is the true face of corruption and monopoly and control we're facing. And if we just wake up to it and realize what it is and unify as a people, then we're going to win. They picked me because I'm a colorful character, and they've edited me out of context to be that first domino. And they think people will swallow the poison pill because they just think it's Alex Jones. But quantify it like you did this morning.
Well, that's what it is. It's the new Red Scare. And yes, they're going to, you know, it's easy to sell let's ban Alex Jones because, hey, half the country is freaked out by you. Half the country can't stand you. And half the country is very upset with your effect on the 2016 election. So, you know, you talk to these people and they say, well, that's fine. He sucks anyway. Well, that isn't the point. You know, you shouldn't even get to that point. The point is we have to protect a robust marketplace of ideas. We have to and if we just give that away, we're going to give that away to this little cartel of companies and say, well, these companies can do whatever they want. The same people for my whole life who've been screaming about corporate control, the same people who I guarantee you would love to see the Citizens United decision overturned because, wow, we can't let corporations donate money to politics, but we'll let corporations simply decide what we can and can't read, we can and can't hear, we can and can't see. What in the hell is wrong with these people?
That's an in-kind political donation. But talk about the players, because you quantified it beautifully. This is big tech, the richest people in the world, trillion-dollar companies working in concert. That's a cartel that violates so many laws.
It is a cartel, and the thing is, we should be, anybody who disagrees with you should be just as upset as people who agree with you. That this is, if they think that this is where it ends, you know, right now they may be doing the bidding of the DNC, they may be doing the bidding of the Southern Poverty Law Center, but once they realize They don't need to do anyone's bidding because the four of them can just sit down and say, who do we want to anoint king this time? Who do we want to anoint as queen this time? What political measures do we want to make sure we get rid of? I mean, why do you think, I don't know, but why do you think Jeff Sessions is such a useless piece of crap sitting there with his thumb up his ass, not doing his job? Where's the DOJ enforcing antitrust laws? I don't know. You know, is he terrified of Silicon Valley, or is he just the nitwit that I thought he was when he got appointed? One way or the other, the DOJ ought to be looking at this. This is an antitrust problem. Nobody cares about that because, you know, sadly, conservatives screamed for years that antitrust shouldn't be enforced. Well, now guess what? All conservative Americans.
Well, that's why I'm a libertarian. I'm a Christian. I have a lot of conservative values. Also have what you'd call liberal values. And I want freedom. You know, and one man's liberal is another man's conservative. And all I know is the left are like frothing authoritarians now. They're not like anybody I knew on the left growing up. And I had big problems with some of the right wing that were out of control, but they were never this organized. They were never this powerful. And again, it's the way they lie about me. They build a straw man, and clearly it's all part of a larger takeover. And I just can't believe that's how they capture you, is that I'm not really who they say I am, but they build this bad guy and then employ the bad doppelganger Alex Jones they've built as the tool to kill the First Amendment. This is getting crazy.
Sure, because we're going to be limited to, if you want to get your message out to anybody. I mean, it's funny, first they try to choke you off the internet, then they try to choke you out of banking. You know, where you're going to wind up finding that conservatives, if this continues, conservatives are then going to find themselves trying to get a mortgage, and the bank's going to say, sorry, we noticed that you donated money to the Trump.
They already have universities saying, we don't care, you have a 3.9, you followed Alex Jones. And they're putting that out as a chilling effect. They think we're cowards, and they think people are going to hear this and go, I'm going to back down. If we back down, we lose everything, America. I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about everybody. I'm worried about my children. I'm worried about your children, Mark. I'm worried about everybody if America doesn't wake up. But I think we're starting to, and I've been told Trump's got executive orders on the banking front as well. Mark Randazzo, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
All right, coming up, we're going to air some segments from Mike Adams' bombshell video that's up on Infowars.com right now that I need you to go get and to send out. World exclusive. Obama declared martial law COG provisions before leaving office. Civil emergency still in place. A parallel shadow government is working directly against Trump and American people. Trump must declare new emergency to override civil emergency now in place. They'll call it martial law, like when he pulled out of the TPP, but all he did was pull out of something that was tyrannical, using executive tyrannical powers they'd given him. He's using the fact that they built the president up as a dictator to override them, and they can't stand it. Critical intel straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Share those links. Tell folks about local stations and big specials at Infowarsstore.com. While you can still go there and use PayPal and the payment processors, they're really trying to shut us down. You know, I've got a stoic attitude, which is part of the problem. I should be screaming bloody murder right now, but I think listeners get it. So thank you for the support. Without you, the globalists will win.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The reason InfoWars is the most banned, most demonized broadcast in the world by the communist Chinese, by Hollywood, by the globalist, is because we've actually done our research. Now, there is a detailed report on InfoWars.com right now of the greatest magnitude. And you need to go read it. You need to look up the executive orders and understand it. I don't want martial law. I don't want a civil emergency. We're already under one. And the Democrats are operating as if Trump is a rogue government when they're the rogue government. And that's why even Lindsey Graham and others are now saying that there is a bureaucratic coup against Trump. I've been saying this for a year and a half because in their own policy papers, they're saying it. But now reading the previous executive orders and civil emergencies put in place by Obama, it all clicked. They're operating under a civil emergency, and that's how they're bypassing Congress and the president. This is incredible information hiding in plain view. Now, Mike Adams has done an hour and 15-minute report. He has all the executive orders, all the text at Infowars.com and naturalnews.com in this article. I'm going to have time to just play 15 minutes of it or so in this segment and the next, but you've got to go get it, and you've got to share it with everybody. And you've got to tune in tomorrow during the weekday show, and Mike Adams will be in studio. But this is absolutely on target. And so Trump must declare an emergency to override the emergency already in place and recognize this. Again, emergency reports, signed executive orders reveal Trump is planning mass arrests, military tribunals for deep state traitors like Comey, Clinton, and Obama. Here is Mike Adams in the beginning of the report.
About 2 weeks ago, I released a video with the title that Trump only has one path to save America. And in that video, I called for President Trump to release the FISA documents and the FBI documents and other currently classified documents in order to expose the deep state traitors. And last week, President Trump actually issued an order calling for these documents to be declassified. And that's very encouraging because he has taken a very important step to saving this constitutional republic. Now, in this video, I'm going to lay out what's next, because we're going to talk about military tribunals, military police arrests of deep state traitors, and the potential lockdown of the United States under a declared national emergency. And I'll also explain why these are steps that must happen, that we should all support happening, in order to save this republic from deep state traitors who are right now carrying out or attempting to carry out a political coup, an illegal, seditious coup to overthrow this country and nullify the outcome of a democratic election. And they have been caught. It is now admitted out in the open that there is an anti-Trump deep state conspiracy. You know, this has become obvious now for a number of reasons. I'm going to mention some of the documents here. We've got Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, Adam Schiff, and Mark Warner having signed a letter now admitting that they are traitors to America, and they are calling on the FBI and the Department of Justice to defy the United States president in order to cover the deep state's criminal activity and keep it hidden from public scrutiny. So we are calling for the arrest of those individuals and literally thousands of others that I'll get into here in a minute. I just want to mention, too, by the way, I have no idea if President Trump watches these counterthink videos or if his advisors do. There were many people calling for Trump to release those documents, so I'm certainly in no way claiming that I'm the most prominent voice calling for that. There were, you know, Sean Hannity was calling for it. Rush Limbaugh was calling for it. Alex Jones was calling for it. Among all those individuals, I'm one of the much smaller voices in this realm. But I think people appreciate my analysis because it's been very much right on this entire time and also ahead of the curve. And what I'm going to bring you here.
Yeah, Mike, we send reports to the president, too.
Well, I think it will blow your mind. I think it will open up your understanding of what's about to happen. And also why you should support this lockdown of the country, which some might call martial law. And we need to support the president in this temporary lockdown of the country so that he can clean out the deep state, issue mass arrests for literally thousands of people, and restore the constitutional republic and restore this country to the American people. And so in this analysis, I'm going to just lay out how this can work. Very quickly, though, you know, I'm Mike Adams. I publish hundreds of different websites. Just want to encourage you to visit Trump.news, which covers, of course, President Trump and all this. And I also have Real.video, which may be where you're watching this. And Real.video is the YouTube alternative. And we now have over 30,000 videos posted there from thousands of different channels. And it's growing every day. And it's currently serving over 4 million video minutes per week. So be sure to check out Real.video for other people's views and analysis of this situation. You're going to find a lot of very, very well-informed and intelligent voices there as well. So to understand what's coming, There's so many pieces of this moving puzzle. Let me just start with present day news, Brett Kavanaugh. So Kavanaugh is about to be nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court, this last ditch, desperate effort by the Democrats to fabricate this complete hoax accusation against him by this woman, Christine Hazy Blazy, who can't remember in what drunken stupor she had interactions with which boys in high school, and can't remember dates or times or anything, just now accuses Brett Kavanaugh. She's worked with this abortion pill pharmaceutical company where she's served as their biostatistician for several years, and she's co-authored science papers for this company called Corcept. And Corcept offers the RU486 chemical. It's an abortion pill chemical, and some of the revenues depend on abortions remaining legal in the United States. So not only does this accuser against Kavanaugh have a financial conflict of interest that is being completely covered up by the entire media, but she also has zero credibility. She has no evidence, no accurate memory, and she's an anti-Trump activist. By the way, she's been part of the marches. She's donated money to the Democrats. Her attorney was a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton, and so on and so forth. This is a last-ditch desperate effort, but you might wonder, why are they going to such desperate means in order to try to stop Kavanaugh? Here's why. Once Kavanaugh is confirmed and takes his seat on the U.S. Supreme Court, he adds one more vote in favor of these very aggressive executive actions that Trump is about to unleash.
And Kavanaugh agrees with those in his papers. State.
And Kavanaugh needs to be present on the court in order to support Trump's emergency actions, which will be challenged, of course, by crazed, deranged Democrats in the Senate, who many of whom are going to be arrested and tried for treason, by the way, as well as other individuals such as Rod Rosenstein, who is the acting, I think he's the deputy attorney general under Jeff Sessions, who might be a brain-dead zombie at this point. We're not sure.
Yeah, he's the attorney general.
Conscious. We have no idea. He's not present in this world. Is not doing anything. So Rod Rosenstein is running the Department of Justice, and he is using it as a weapon to try to carry out a political coup. Rod Rosenstein is one of many deep state traitors who will be arrested and tried with treason or sedition or some similar crimes and may spend the rest of his life in prison. But and by the way, there are thousands of these people. But how do we get there from where we are now? Well, it turns out that President Trump is, you know, they say he plays 4D chess, right? He's already many moves ahead of the deep state. And all of this has been planned for such a long period of time. And it may even be, there's a theory that Jeff Sessions has been deliberately stepping back and allowing all these people to essentially to take the bait and engage in these deep state activities while Sessions gathers evidence against them. I don't believe in that theory. I think Sessions is just AWOL. But some people have that theory. I thought it's worth mentioning.
All right, folks, we're going to fade this down and come back. The full video is on Infowars.com. It's excellent, and it's on target. But again, we're already under martial law. Obama signed it in. Trump's got to remove it. That's key. Stay with us. It's Sunday night. The live show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
13818 as of December 20th, 2017. This is an executive order that was signed by President Trump. And this executive order, as you will soon see, lays the groundwork for the criminal arrest and prosecution of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and other deep state traitors, including James Comey and Loretta Lynch and many others, and Andy McCabe, even John Brennan, and so on. You might say, "Whoa, I never heard about that," and that's why you're watching my videos, because we bring you things that you have never heard of in the media, but things that are true that you can verify for yourself. So again, go to the executive order website on the government's website, 13818, signed on December 20th of 2017. The title of this executive order, signed by President Trump, is, quote, blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. Now, you hear that title, you might say, well, what does that have to do with arresting Hillary Clinton? You have to remember that titles of these documents are irrelevant. It's just like the Senate can pass a new law, and they can call it Saving the Beautiful Children Act. And the Saving the Beautiful Children Act could be a new law that spies on all American citizens using the NSA, looking at all your cell phone traffic or something. In other words, the title has nothing. It doesn't have to have anything to do with what the law actually says. Titles are marketing labels, and they carry zero weight. In other words, titles of executive orders and titles of laws have no legal standing whatsoever. The title here is a deliberate, it's a fake by President Trump. It's a fake out to get people to think that it's really about one thing, but actually it's about something totally different. It's actually about arresting deep state traitors. And the way you know this is that if you go into this executive order and you read it, here's what you're going to find. He says, first of all, he declares a national emergency. And this national emergency has been in place since December 20th of 2017. And here it is. Here's the paragraph. This is President Trump. I therefore determine that serious human rights abuses and corruption around the world, again, the word corruption is key here, constitute an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and autonomy of the United States. And I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat. Boom! Trump just declared a national emergency. And that was, of course, over a year ago, almost like a year and a half ago. No, I'm sorry, about almost a year ago, December 20th of 2017. So coming up on a year ago. All right, you say, so Trump has declared a national emergency. Why does that matter? A couple more reasons. Stay with me on this. If you continue to read this executive order, it specifically talks about government corruption and the misuse of government resources to aid enemies of the United States, and that those are the people who are going to be essentially arrested and prosecuted and held under military tribunals, which I'll talk about in a second, due to this executive order. Specifically, Hillary Clinton, what did she do? She arranged for the sale of uranium to Russia-linked corporations. It's the Uranium One conspiracy, but it's a true conspiracy, where she and James Comey and Robert Mueller and others, even former U.S. Senator Harry Reid and Barack Obama, they all conspire to sell a strategic supply, a resource that's used in nuclear weapons and nuclear energy, uranium, to sell that out from underneath the United States and put it in the hands of foreign enemies of America, specifically Russia, and then Russia shipped the material to Iran. And then Iran was the recipient of tens of billions of dollars of internationally laundered illegal money that President Barack Obama arranged to have flown into Iran and offloaded on cargo planes, military cargo planes. And Obama, in order to do this, he bypassed all international banking regulations. He committed massive international crimes in order to carry this out. He engaged in massive money laundering. He committed numerous crimes, I mean, dozens of different crimes. And he did this in order to betray the United States by aiding and abetting foreign enemies of America, i.e. granting funding to Iran, as well as technical assistance, as well as uranium fuel, so that Iran could build nuclear weapons, ballistic delivery systems in order to threaten America's allies in the Middle East, namely Israel, with nuclear weapons, but also threaten so that Iran could threaten the United States itself. At the same time, by the way, a lot of people don't know this, Barack Obama arranged for Iran to capture a U.S. drone, and the press ran a complete cover story on that. They claimed that Iran was able to do GPS spoofing to hack the drone and make it land on a runway in Iran. That's complete nonsense. First of all, the GPS signals are highly encrypted using, I think, 512-bit encryption. And in order to spoof those signals, you'd have to have something sitting even between the satellite and the high-altitude drone to You have to have a super high altitude airplane of some kind, which Iran doesn't even have. And you'd have to have the ability to break 512-bit military encryption in real time. It may even be 1024-bit encryption. And Iran doesn't have that kind of decryption-breaking technology either. Obama arranged for that drone to be flown into Iran and landed there in order to give America's enemies this technology. And he also did the exact same thing with a Navy vessel that he had. I forgot the name of this specific vessel, but remember when those U.S. sailors were captured because a Navy vessel went into Iranian waters, and then John Kerry got involved and embarrassed the U.S. and bowed down to the enemies. This was all arranged under Barack Obama. So with that in mind, keep in mind, Hillary Clinton has arranged for America's enemies to have uranium fuel from America, and Barack Obama engaged in international money laundering and fraud and the illegal transfer of America's military technology to America's enemies overseas. With that in mind, let's read the rest of this executive order that Trump signed on March 20th of 2017. And it says in one section here that this executive order applies to, quote, to people who are a current or former government official or a person acting for or on behalf of such an official who is responsible for or complicit in or who has directly or indirectly engaged in, number one, corruption, including the misappropriation of state assets. Ring a bell? The expropriation of private assets for personal gain, comma, corruption related to government contracts or the extraction of material resources or bribery. Whoa. Well, does that remind you of anybody? Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton, in her case, she accepted hundreds of millions of dollars in international bribes to her Clinton Foundation, which was a massive money laundering vessel. It was a shell front. They claimed it was a nonprofit. It was actually a money laundering system where she could accept bribes from international, you know, just even enemies of America or international industrialists or other people who had a lot of money overseas, including Russians and so on. And the excuse that was given was that, oh, they were paying her to give a speech. So she would go somewhere and give a speech for 20 minutes, a speech that nobody wants to hear. She's the most boring speaker ever in politics, it seems. And then they would pay her, you know, $50 million. Well, the $50 million isn't for the speech. You know, the $50 million is a bribe, which is mentioned in here, bribery. A bribe for the future influence of a person they thought was going to be the president, President Hillary Clinton, and that as president, she would continue to betray the United States and continue to sell out the U.S. uranium supply and continue to sell out U.S. military secrets and continue Obama's agenda of systematically destroying the culture, destroying the U.S. economy, opening the borders to a floodgate of illegals, and causing race war conflict in the United States by heating up racial tensions instead of accomplishing racial healing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we only got to about 17 minutes of this critical report. The full report is on Infowars.com right now. Everything you're hearing about civil unrest and about COG and about stay behind groups, blocking Trump and about mutiny, you heard here in February of last year, 20 months ago. Because we are doing our research. That's why they want to shut down. Because if this information gets out, it's over for them. Now, Counterthink with Mike Adams is coming up at Infowars.com/show right after me. And then tomorrow, he'll be in studio. I'm an expert. He's an expert. We're going to be laying it all out. I'm going to be talking to members of Congress tonight when I get off air about this situation, just like we raised the alarm about what's happening with the internet censorship and cause a chain reaction. We're going to do it again thanks to you, the power of not just the American people, but the people of the world. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, next year's news today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.